Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. In the Word of Yahweh, we are given an example of some men in Scripture who were said to follow Yahweh completely. What does it mean to follow Yahweh completely? And is that something we should be concerned about ourselves? You know, can't we just guard his commands and be obedient? Isn't that enough? If we just do the things he asks of us? Following him completely, how does one even go about doing that? Well, Yahweh led Israel out of Egypt because he wanted them to follow him. You know, there were all sorts of false gods in Egypt, and even Pharaoh himself was looked up to as a god. So Yahweh wanted to take them out of that place and out of that situation. And when he did, he placed a man between them and him. Well, why would he do that? He wanted to give them someone they could relate to. Someone they could speak to face to face. Someone they could look at. Someone that was right there among them. You know, very similar to what happened when Yeshua came in the flesh and walked with men. So the man that Yahweh put in authority had to be someone who followed him completely, because he was the spokesman for Yahweh. He brought Yahweh's word to the people, and he also took their word back to Yahweh. So he had to be a very trustworthy person. And he had to be someone who followed Yahweh completely. Could you imagine coming back and misspeaking Yahweh's word? You know, his heart had to be completely in what he was doing. He had to have a love for Yahweh and a love for the children of Israel. So Moshe was 80 years old when he led Israel out of Egypt. That is a huge task when you think about it. All of those people. And he was the authority over them. Well, he had to go through a process to get to that point, didn't he? You know, he spent his first 40 years in Egypt. You know, was raised in the household of Pharaoh, became a great general. Then he went to the land of Midian, and he spent his next 40 years as a shepherd, learning how to care for the flock. And then with all that combined experience, he was ready to do what Yahweh asked of him and to follow Yahweh completely. You know, he climbed the mountain when they were encamped in Sinai. It's a huge event when you think about it. Because there's all this preparation, right? For 3 days, they're getting ready. And then Yahweh comes down on the top of this mountain, and there's lightning and thunder, and they hear his voice booming. You know, and they were all warned not to go and touch the mountain, or they would die. Because Yahweh was descending on that mountain. It became a holy place. And in the midst of all that fire and everything going on, Moshe walks up into that consuming fire, that crackling, roaring inferno. You know, and all those people had to have thought that Moshe was dead. You know, how could any man ascend up into all of that that was going on and live? Well, the reason Moshe was able to was because he followed Yahweh completely. He trusted him. He believed him. And when he called him to come up there, he didn't hesitate. He went. And all that time he was up there, he didn't have food or drink. He was sustained by Yahweh. All right, let's turn to Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. And Moshe was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his freshness gone. And the children of Israel wept for Moshe in the desert plains of Moab 30 days. And the days of weeping and mourning for Moshe were completed. And Yehoshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom. For Moshe had laid his hands on him. And the children of Israel listened to him and did as Yahweh had commanded Moshe. And since then, no prophet has arisen in Israel like Moshe, whom Yahweh knew face to face. For all the signs and wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt, before Pharaoh and before all his servants and in all his land, and for all that strong hand and all the great fearsome deeds, which Moshe did before the eyes of all Israel. And he only accomplished those things because he followed Yahweh completely. You know, that means without questioning, without reservation, without fear, without doubt, you move forward. And not only move forward, but go forth in boldness. You know, if we trust in our Elohim and believe he is who he says he is, we need to follow him completely. And it doesn't mean when we want to or when we feel like it. It is an all or nothing proposition. We either follow him or we don't. To follow completely means we're all in. We give everything. We hold nothing back. That's how we become living sacrifices, because the old man gets put away and the new man lives to serve Yahweh and to follow him completely. So Joshua, Yehoshua was 85 years old when he began to lead Israel. And the role and responsibility of leadership was passed on to Joshua by Yahweh through Moshe. And it was important that the authority and leadership was passed down to Joshua through Moshe. Why? Because the people had come to trust Moshe. And they respected Moshe. And there was no doubt in their mind that Moshe was the one in authority who spoke directly to Yahweh and brought his word to them. So by the mantle of leadership being passed on to Joshua through Moshe, the people would have added respect for Joshua and more trust and more confidence in Joshua. Now here's a question. Would Yahweh have placed Joshua in place as the leader over Israel if Joshua was not following him completely? Well, no, he would not have. Because whoever was in that position had to do what Yahweh asked of him. And so Joshua took on a huge responsibility because he was the one that led Israel into the land. And he led them into battle against the peoples who inhabited the land. So, you know, Joshua is not a young man at this time either. But yet, his power and authority came through Yahweh because he followed him completely. Joshua oversaw the dividing of the land among the tribes. And he even stood against them all and declared his allegiance to Yahweh. He followed Yahweh completely right until the end, just as Moshe had before him. Right, Joshua 24, verse 14. Joshua 24, verse 14. And now, fear Yahweh, serve him in perfection and in truth, and put away the mighty ones which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve Yahweh. And if it seems evil in your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves this day whom you are going to serve. Now that's important what he says here, because he's telling them, you need to follow Yahweh completely, or go follow those other ones, but make up your minds. You're either all in or you're not. And if it seems evil in your eyes to serve Yahweh, choose for yourselves this day whom you are going to serve. Whether the mighty ones which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the mighty ones of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But I and my house, we serve Yahweh. And the people answered and said, far be it from us to forsake Yahweh to serve other mighty ones. For Yahweh, our Elohim, is he who has brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who did those great signs before our eyes, and has guarded us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And Yahweh drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We too serve Yahweh, for he is our Elohim. Then Yehoshua said to the people, you are not able to serve Yahweh, for he is a set-apart Elohim. A jealous El is he. He does not bear with your transgression and with your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and shall serve mighty ones of a stranger, then he shall turn back and do you evil and consume you after he has been good to you. And the people said to Yehoshua, no, but we do serve Yahweh. Then Yehoshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen Yahweh for yourselves to serve him." And they said, "Witnesses." And now put away the mighty ones of the stranger which are in your midst, and incline your heart to Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. And the people said to Yehoshua, "Yahweh, our Elohim, we serve, and his voice we obey." And Yehoshua made a covenant with the people that day, and laid on them a law and a right ruling in Shechem. Then Yehoshua wrote these words in the book of the Torah of Elohim, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the set-apart place of Yahweh. And Yehoshua said to all the people, "See, this stone is a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of Yahweh, which he spoke to us, and it shall be a witness against you, lest you lie against your Elohim." A stone, a rock. Who could that be referring to? Then Yehoshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. And after these events, it came to be that Yehoshua, son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died 110 years old. He warned them, didn't he? He told them, "Look, this is what it means to follow Yahweh completely. And if you say you're going to and don't, he's going to turn around and consume you after he has blessed you." Because he warned them, he is a jealous El. You know, it's a serious thing to take on this walk. It's not a game. It's not something we play at. And we better be all in, because it's very serious what we're taking on. And we better not go after the foreign mighty ones. We better keep our eyes on Yahweh. Joshua followed Yahweh completely and served him with all of his strength and his body and his mind. He was devoted to him. It was his life. He withheld nothing, and he did not question what Yahweh asked him to do. Caleb was 85 years old when he took Hebron. You know, these men lived to a good old age, and they retained their strength and their health. Their days were prolonged because they were following Yahweh completely, and they were serving him, and he had things for them to do. You know, we can't be part-time about following him. He wants our all. He wants our best. And the second that we tell Yahweh, "I'm going to follow you and I'm going to do all that that you ask of me," he takes us at our word. So we better mean what we say. Joshua 14, verse 10. Joshua 14, verse 10. "And now, see, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since Yahweh spoke this word to Moshe while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now, see, I am 85 years old today. Yet I am still as strong today as I was on the day that Moshe sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now, for battle and for going out and for coming in. And now, give me this mountain of which Yahweh spoke in that day, For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and walled. If Yahweh is with me, then I shall dispossess them, as Yahweh said. Yehoshua then blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. So Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzi, to this day, because he followed Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, completely. Completely. Caleb was all in. And remember, who were the two that came back from spying out the land and said, hey, let's go. Right now, we can go in. We can take this land. We can take these people. It was Joshua and Caleb, because they both followed Yahweh completely. And look how Yahweh blessed them. You know, the Hebrew word that is used here, that is translated as completely, is mele, mem, lamet, aleph. And mele means to fill or be full of. So other words that can be used to define mele are wholly, fully, and entirely. Do you feel that way about Yahweh and his word and his way of life? You know, he really is calling us to follow him completely and with nothing held back. Are you wholly and fully and entirely in his way of life and in the calling that he has placed on you? You know, he calls us to come out of this world, just like he took the children of Israel out of Egypt. He's asking us to step out of this world and into his way of life. You know, we have to translate that into thought and action and a way of life that we do not stray from. You know, we follow it completely. We walk in the way of Yahweh, and we guard his commands. Numbers 14, verse 19. Numbers 14, verse 19. Please forgive the crookedness of this people, according to the greatness of your kindness, as you have forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And Yahweh said, I shall forgive according to your word. But truly, as I live and all the earth is filled with the esteem of Yahweh, for none of these men who have seen my esteem and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tried me now these 10 times and have disobeyed my voice, shall see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor any of those who scorned me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me completely, I shall bring into the land where he went, and his seed shall inherit it. Now think about that in relation to the kingdom. Are we going to make it into the kingdom if we don't follow Yahweh completely? If we are not all in with what we are doing? You know, and Joshua and Caleb, they were not afraid to stand apart from everyone else. And sometimes that's what it means to follow Yahweh completely. You're moving in a different direction, but we have to be all in if we're going to follow him completely and do whatever he asks of us. The name Caleb means wholehearted. Kaf plus Lamed means all, and Lamed plus Vait means heart. So the name Kalev, or it's translated Caleb, means wholehearted. And that speaks to the loyalty, the dedication, and the commitment of Caleb. You know, Joshua had the responsibility of leading Israel placed on him by Yahweh at the time of Moshe's death. And Yahweh entrusted Joshua with that responsibility because he followed Yahweh completely. Numbers 32, verse 10. Numbers 32, verse 10. Then the displeasure of Yahweh burned on that day, and he swore an oath, saying, "Not one of the men who came up from Egypt, from 20 years old and above, is to see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, because they did not follow me completely." Did not. Except Caleb, son of Yefunneh the Kenizzi, and Yehoshua, son of Nun, for they have followed Yahweh completely. So the displeasure of Yahweh burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years. 40 is the time of testing, until all the generation that had done evil in the eyes of Yahweh was destroyed. What was their evil? They didn't follow him completely. If the children of Israel had been following Yahweh completely, would Yahweh have been upset with them? But instead, because he handed them this land and told them to go in. Now, imagine this scenario here, the picture that we're seeing, the promised land, their inheritance, what he had brought them out to give them. He hands it to them. Here, it's yours. Go in and possess it. And instead, what did they do? Oh, no, there's scary men in there. You know, they believed all these false witnesses that came back and told them, oh, we can't go in and conquer that land. The people are too great, and we're like grasshoppers in their eyes. Where was the trust in Yahweh? So he cut them off from the land that was promised to them. Were they following Yahweh completely when they built a golden calf and worshipped it? Were they following Yahweh completely when they whined and complained about the manna that he was giving them? Deuteronomy 6, verse 1. Deuteronomy 6, verse 1. And this is the command, the laws and right rulings, which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded, to teach you to do in the land which you are passing over to possess, so that you fear Yahweh your Elohim, to guard all his laws and his commands, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days be prolonged. And you shall hear, O Israel, and shall guard to do that it might be well with you, and that you increase greatly, as Yahweh Elohim of your fathers has spoken to you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your being, and with all your might. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be in your heart, and you shall impress them upon your children, and shall speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up, and shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. We need to be reminded, don't we? It's just the way we are. And we need to follow him completely, to give him our all, to not hold back, to not keep wavering back and forth. If we are not following Yahweh completely, then will we see the kingdom of Elohim? Out of all of those who went out from Egypt, it was only Joshua and Caleb who entered into the land that Yahweh had promised to the children of Israel. To follow Yahweh completely is all-encompassing. It means in every way, entirely, putting him first in all things. Everything we are to be as his people is summed up in following him completely. There's no question, no doubt, no fear, no hesitation, and nothing held back. We step out of the boat and follow wherever he leads us. Numbers 32, verse 10. Numbers 32, verse 10. We need to read this again. Then the displeasure of Yahweh burned on that day, and he swore an oath, saying, not one of the men who came up from Egypt, from 20 years old and above, is to see the land of which I swore to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, because they did not follow me completely. Except Caleb, son of Yefunneh the Kenizzite, and Yehoshua, son of Nun, for they have followed Yahweh completely. It's something we need to think about and consider and weigh what he is saying here and look at ourselves and see where we're at. Are we half-heartedly following him? Are we following him when it's convenient, when we have time, when it doesn't cost us anything, when we don't have to give up anything? Or are we saying, whatever you ask of me, Yahweh, I will do it. You tell me to go here, I'm gone. You tell me to walk away from this, I turn my back. Nothing has changed about what Yahweh requires of his people. Nothing. There's no double set of standards here with Yahweh. You know, he uses the right scales and balances. He doesn't have two sets. And we're all going to be weighed and judged by the same standards. And he doesn't change. What he required then, he requires now. He never gave anybody any authority to change his word. Moshe walked up into a blazing inferno on top of the mountain to follow Yahweh, because Yahweh said, come up here. You know, there is no middle ground and there is no gray area. You must choose whom you will serve and whom you will follow. And we better count the cost and make our decisions wisely, because many are going to fall in the wilderness. Amen.
Yivarekecha Yahweh, v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Yahweh panav eleka, v'hunecha. Yisa Yahweh panav eleka, v'yashem laha shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov!